Yeah, good morning, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to the special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are very happy, we are honored, excited, very, happy to be here, particularly looking at the period, looking at the time, and also looking at the date. It's indicated that is the 31st of December, 2025, and we are counting. We don't only have 24 hours, we have a few hours before we move to 2026. Let us pack our banks and move to 2026. Do not worry about what have happened in 2025 anymore. The focus is on the bigger picture. And in that aspect, that bigger picture is 2026. So what is that we are going to do? And just look at yourself. It's already the 31st of December, 2025. Things that you were worrying about in 2025, they did not do anything to you. And you end up realizing that that is just life. Things that you thought they were going to take you down, nothing have happened. But what is necessary is that we have to make sure that put an agreement that we are moving forward. We are moving to 2026. You know, whatever happened politically, economic-wise, what is very important is the future. And the future is starting and has already started. And we can only prepare about 2026 if what we do today is corresponding with what we want to achieve, especially when we are looking ahead. And, this thing of New Year resolutions, they are very important. They are very important, in terms of writing them, but also leaving them to say, sometimes we have bigger ambitions, but we also end up not, achieving them due to unforeseen circumstances. But there are things that we really, need to make sure that we must stick to them. If you say you are going to do something in 2026, at least do it 80% or at least do it 100%, because you know that is life, and life is moving very fast. Just like that, by the time we are going to wake up, we are already 8 years. And the fear of every person is not really to say reaching the age of 80 or reaching the age of 70 or reaching the age of old age. The fear is reaching that age with plans that you did not achieve. Because if you have asked some of the oldest people who lived life, if you ask them to say what are some of the things that you regret about, it's about action that that person did not take. It's about plans that we did not follow. It's about the strategic networking that we did not do. It's about grabbing that moment, getting married to that the most beautiful and fantasmagorious lady that you are always scared of moving into, or saying yes to that guy that you are always contemplating on, giving the right answer. But at the end of the day, it's about how we pick, it's about how we make choices. And that also applies to economic decision. That also applies to those who are running the Namibian economy. That also applies to those who are running the Namibian private sector. NGOs too, because indecisiveness or lack of making a strong, bold, and strategic decision can also impact lives, and also can also be able to impact how the future is going to look like. So today, any other day, especially with this holiday special edition of Early Morning Scoop, we are here from the hour of 6 until 7:30. And this is this economic conversational program. And we are always making sure that we give you an opportunity to air your view, ask your question, give your contribution, particularly when you are crossing off, when you are packing our bags to 2026. And what is also very important is also that what are those things that you are leaving behind? Because, you know, a trip must always be able to tell you, must always be able to indicate to you that there are things that you must take to your next trip, and there are things that are just a wasting of time. Because learning from experience of traveling, you end up realizing that some of the luggages, some of the things, I should rather leave them behind because they are occupying space. Some of them, you even end up not be able to use them. I like giving an example of, ladies when they travel. Here is a blanket, here is a pillow, here is a throw and many other things. But we realize to say some of these things, they end up becoming a problem too to the person, and also inhibit her movement when he's on that trip. But you realize to say it's the same with the year to say when you go to 2026, what are you going with to 2026? Do you really need to go with all these bigger strategic plans that you end up not using, or you just need one clear goal that you want your institution to achieve, one clear goal that you want you as an individual to achieve, one clear parenting plan that you want to instill to your children or to your kids, and also one clear plan that you as a teacher you want to achieve, particularly in achieving your goal on educating people, and also achieving your goal on making sure that you prepare the young generation for the next important job. Therefore, it's quite important to say why we are excited, why we are very happy about 2026. You should also remind us that the economic activities, economic decisions, and what is happening at the international affairs is still continuing, and little have changed, particularly when it's coming to global affairs and also continental affairs. Let us look at United States of America and also Ivory Coast, particularly when they have signed $487 million health agreement. And we'll also be able to look at the summary of 2025, especially looking at political stability of Africa and fragility of democracy, especially looking at the coup and also political instability. There's a very understandable summary here, which is written about the politics of Africa, particularly 2025, and also looking ahead at 2026. Looking ahead at 2026, and also to see what will really happen, especially when it comes to democracy in Africa, and also political stability, which indeed a very important ingredient when you want economic advancement, economic expansion, economic emancipation, and also equal participation on economic activities, particularly when it's coming to the ground of Africa. So let us look at this news, especially when you look at United States of America and Ivory Coast. Yeah, it was indicated that Ivory Coast, or what is known as Côte d'Ivoire, has signed a major bilateral health agreement with United States of America that is aiming to strengthen health system and improving capacity to prevent response to diseases. And also, it was indicated that one of the main priorities of this agreement is combating of HIV and AIDS, malaria, and TB. And the deal is standing at $487 million. And it was stated by the Ivorian Prime Minister, that is Boyengre Mambe, who said the agreement with the United States of America is part of a new global health strategy with also particular interest on prioritizing on health and also combating of critical and also diseases such as HIV and AIDS, malaria, and TB. And it's quite very interesting. It's quite very interesting, especially when you are looking at the new health strategy that is coming from the United States of America. And you must be able to remember clearly that when Donald Trump came to power in January this year, you'll be able to realize that, one of the things that the administration took over, there was a lot of executive orders which were given by the president. And there were also a lot of change in terms of America and their global strategy, especially when it's coming to health. You'll be able to realize that most of our cousins who were working with the USAID, they have lost their jobs because United States have cut off, that humanitarian support. and also look at the issues of tariffs, but you'll be able to realize that by the end of this year, when this year is coming to an end, you'll be able to realize that the United States of America came up with a different approach, particularly a strategy on dealing with health. You look at billions of dollars that some of the African countries are re-entering into this agreement with the United States of America. We speak about Uganda, we speak about Rwanda, we speak about DRC. Now you look at Ivory Coast, and what is very interesting is also that there was a conundrum, there was a challenge, especially when it comes to, Democratic Republic of Congo and United States of America, because one of the requirements of you getting a health agreement or getting support, financial support to assist in combating diseases was to make sure that critical minerals are part of the deals. Critical minerals are part of the deals. And it was very interesting to look into that. It was very interesting to look into that, particularly when some of the politicians realized to say, no, I think this was money for assistance. This was, just aid. But you'll be able to realize that currently as we are speaking, the global health strategy and also some of the bilateral agreements, they become an open agreement to say you are only going to sign if you're also cooperating with us in trading with your minerals. There's nothing to, there's nothing that to hide about. It's no more in hiding, is to say this is the assistance, but with this assistance there is strings attached. Finito, finish and cry. Then you must be able to realize that some of these assistance, they are very good assistance, especially when it's coming to combating of health. But the question that you also may want to ask yourself is that what would happen in a situation that African countries have a strong health system, independent health system that can withstand any disease which can come in or from within? What will happen? Will Africa still continue to trade? Are the African leaders trading according to their ways, or there is a gun pointed to themselves, to them? Or there is an invisible gun that is pointed to them? Or are these continue to be the issues of, what is known as economic hitmen and many other things? But it's really something that need to be discussed openly, especially those who enter into agreement on behalf of the people, then who end up also seeing that some of the things which are happening are not that good, and you realize to say, although people complain about some of the deals are part of strings attached. And maybe the question that you're asking yourself is that where are we standing as a country in terms of this? Because you need to ask yourself to say, when it's happening to other countries, where are you standing as Namibia? How strong are our negotiators when it's coming to trade agreements? How efficient are they when it's coming to trade agreements? And also, how do we balance between aid and also giving away what is ours and what is for our children? And that is critical minerals. Because remember, and it's not the hypocrisy, it's what is the right and better way to look into that. When you look at, for example, what was happening at G20, where the African countries, African head of states, where the global south stood up, particularly the African head of state, and spoke about issues of critical minerals to say, we must trade at an international standard. We must not be exploited. Our minerals must benefit our own people. And you can also be able to look at, EU-AU summit, where the chairperson of the African Union Commission also indicated to say the time for Africa to continue selling raw materials is coming to an end. The time for Africa to continue selling raw materials, raw minerals, will come to an end. And also, it's now the time for Africa to trade at international standard. But what is happening, agreements, you see them now, and you're asking yourself to say, why can't we connect what we say with what we do? And it's quite a very critical question that we should ask, not only from the perspective of looking at Africa later, but also looking at ourselves to say, what's so difficult that we cannot implement what we say? There is nothing wrong with getting a health agreement. There is only something wrong if you are cornered to get that. So, before we go to the next conversation, before we go to the next conversation, let us look at the short commercial break. Then we'll look at the United Nations Security Council and also Israel's decision to reorganize Somaliland. And it's quite very interesting to see, because there is an aspect of Palestine and Israel where Palestine has not been recognized, and Israel also was at the center of that. But you also be able to realize that when you look at how things are now, there is a push for recognition of Somaliland, and that is some of the countries which are championing that is Israel. And it's quite very interesting to look into that, and also look at where is United Nations Security Council standing, particularly when it's coming to the recognition of Somaliland. So before that, let us look at a short commercial break, then we can continue the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
get
of its
social
staff.
With us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM
Namibia. The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eva tere ulikoni mando tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete ofoye ekukorile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamo ili nawa inge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with a special edition of Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's 23 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are looking at international news, especially looking at geopolitics. It's indicated that the United Nations Security Council is divided over the decision of Israel to recognize Somaliland as an independent sovereign state. And it is stated that this move brought strong criticism from members of the council, and also prompted an emergency meeting in New York to say members of United Nations Security Council planned to have a short and emergency meeting, particularly after Israel said Somaliland should be recognized. And looking at the history of Somaliland, you'll be able to realize that the Horn of Africa have not been in peace for quite some time, particularly looking at from 88 there. then you'll be able also to realize to say, Somaliland became independent from Somalia, that is from early 90s, and it has never been recognized internationally, and although it has, you know, a president, it has a government, but recently we'll be able to see various countries are also starting to recognize Somaliland, and one of the these countries which are recognizing Somaliland is Israel, and the support of Israel, the support of Somaliland by Israel brought a lot of criticism, particularly those who are saying, why do you want to recognize Somaliland if you don't want to recognize people who are your neighbor? You don't want to recognize Palestinians and also people who are living in Gaza Strip. And what you need to understand is also that looking at international news and also looking at what has been happening, especially regarding this case, you'll be able to see, that when it comes to Israel, one of the proposals is that Israel is also plan of relocating some of the refugees from Palestine to Somaliland, and you are just asking yourself to say, is this a genuine recognition, or is a recognition based on future cooperation, particularly when it comes to who is going to accommodate, you know, Palestinian refugees? And it's a point of debate, particularly when you look at United Nations Security Council, and they are divided. They are divided over that case, and it is noted that the Deputy Permanent Representative of Israel to United Nations, that is Jonathan Miller, defended the move, arguing it's aligned with international law and political reality. He says Somaliland historically sovereignty, more than three decades of effective self-governance, and its capacity to act as a responsible international partner and also meet the legal criteria for recognition. You know, it's a point of debate, but if you look at, if you ask a person to say, why do you want to recognize Somaliland, which got, or which broke away from Somalia in 1991, and you are not supporting the independence of Palestine, which has been in existence for a very long time, even before the existence of Israel. And, you know, it's quite a paradox, but that is it's a geopolitical reality that we are living with. It's a geopolitical reality that we are living with. And it also depends on the strength of the institution. To say, is a Security Council strong enough to make a decision, or is a Security Council still the Security Council which has been like that since 1945, or what have been happening over the past 8 years of the existence of United Nations? Did anything change, particularly when it's coming to decisions, particularly when it comes also to the representation, or it depends on who is speaking, or it depends on how military capable you are, how economic capable you are, and what does it say to weaker and smaller nations, although in terms of international law, there is no smaller nation, but looking at capacity, either it's economic powerhouse, either it's military powerhouse or technological advancement, you'll be able to realize to say there are also those who are at a level of highest level, in terms of either it's economy, either it's military, either it's technological advancement, even social cohesion. But in this aspect, is to say, how strong is the United Nations Security Council, and how are the decisions going to be made moving forward? And there is also something which is quite interesting to look at the geopolitical reality of the world, particularly looking at multilateral institutions of United Nations and others, to say every leader is speaking about transformation, reformation of United Nations Security Council, but no one is willing to make a move, because what is interesting is that if you want to make changes within United Nations Security Council, you must be able to convince Robbie with at least 80% of member state of the UN. But what the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was saying at the EU-AU summit is to say, just the congregation of EU-AU summit itself, it forms over 40% of member states, and they can make a move. But are these countries meeting only for the sake of meeting, or do they support each other? Can UK really stand, can France really stand and say, we want the reformation of United Nations Security Council? Can the US really stand and say, no, we want reformation of Security Council, we want Africa to have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council? Can Russia really stand up and saying that, are these institutions really willing to give up some of their power or accommodate a new guy in their circle and make international decisions? So those are some of the questions that we need to look into. Those are some of the questions that we need to look at. So looking at other news, this indicated that Anthony Joshua is hospitalized after an accident which have happened. It happened on Monday, and also have caused the former heavyweight champion to be to have minor injuries. And you also be able to realize that this accident also have caused, the death of some of members of his team, especially a trainer and also one of the members of his team. And it happened in Nigeria. And the authorities are indicating that the car which was being driven, or the car which was transporting Anthony Joshua, was speeding, or moving at high speed. And eyewitness also indicating that there was a car tire busting, or the tire of the car is the one which has which burst and caused some of this unfortunate incident. Particularly looking at Anthony Joshua, and that is what's happening. Say he's recovering, and he's in the hospital. And this well-known former heavyweight champion, it's a well-known fighter. It says Nigerian origin, and so well-known fighter. He just recently knocked down Jack Paul. Not even a month ago. Just after 2 weeks, and such incident has happened. And that is what is happening. Let us look at a short commercial break. Then we can move forward with Early Morning Scoop.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
get
of
social
staff.
With us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of staff. Ifurane ngelo
wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete ofoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ononge Shefa, Yapumbo Kukaraya, Kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, Otuna Evi Toda Njuka. Okupitira Oipindi Konu Konda Doi Inawa. Nune Udo, Otukwetira O Special, Getashia Kenge Shefa, Omarude Dayo Loka. Opone Ushendi Fenawa, Nokumona Oijewo Inawa. Ninge Pata Fanona, Monica, Ko Eagle FM. Onora Etatuimwe, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali No Heali. Ileko Mderewa, Nora Etatu Natu, Bali O Etatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with early morning scoop. We are moving forward with early morning scoop, and it's indicated out there. This in Morocco, it's ongoing African Cup of Nations. It's ongoing African Cup of Nations, and one may also be able to ask to say, when are we going to be part of that? It's a country. And, it's also quite, interesting to look at, some of the teams. Look at, Zambia there. Look at, look at, Mali. And, look at, teams such as Comoros. Be able to ask yourself to say, when other people are showing their talent, where is Namibia? And it's quite a very serious question that we should ask ourselves. And who is really failing us to partake into this action? Is it really just the coach or the institutions too? And for how long are we going to be at this situation, especially as a country? And, looking at the other countries are represented by their best players. You end up asking yourself to say, what is that we have done, particularly as Namibians, to come to the point where we are not able to qualify anymore. We are not able also to show ourselves to the continent anymore to say we are able. And in playing with other countries, we are not even presenting ourselves as a threat, although we are presenting our team to say, no, we are Brave Warriors team. It's just a name. But who is really failing us? Who is really failing us? And moving to 2026, and moving to 2026, I think it's also a matter of not really to say to blame people, but why can't we work so fast to that extent that we maintain the standard of professionalism within our sport, and we also be able to have stadiums, not only stadium, to have farewell events, or to have December sport or fun events, but standard stadiums that can accommodate a team to come and play in Namibia. Standard, stadiums according to what has been stated by CAF, and also well-trained individuals. And you're asking yourself to say, why do you have a professional footballer like Peter Sharulile, Dion Hotto, and many others who can be able to shine not only in South Africa but in the whole continent, maybe part of the world too, but their country, their team are not able to make it to AFCON to win one game? I think the last time we went to AFCON, I cannot remember properly, but they were there. But have you ever even went to the round of 16, to the last round of 16? I do not think so. What about the World Cup? We were never in the World Cup in our lifetime, unless I miss some of the records. Namibia qualified to World Cup. I do not know. The last time we won a title as a country, I think it's during Ricardo Manetti. Was it COSAFA Cup? If I'm not mistaken. But it's also something that we should ask ourselves. While we are happy watching these teams, we must also ask ourselves to say, where is Brave Warriors? Where are our people? Are they happy? Are the boys happy watching other players? Are they happy doing that? And what can we do in 2026? And so say a question to our Deputy Minister of Sport. I know Memestine Kemp is busy with education, but Tate Baroti must look into that aspect too. And also our sport commission must also look at into that aspect to say, what can we do to make sure that come 2026, at least we have improved in the way we do things. We have quality, fit, well-paid, well-supported first 11 that can challenge any team in the continent of Africa. Or maybe to say it, start with SADC, because we cannot really say we are progressing in terms of sport if we are not seen in the map anyway. So those are some of the things, especially those are things that should come into our mind, especially when we are looking at African Cup of Nations. And also maybe to have a dream just to qualify to World Cup, because the dream of winning a World Cup should come after, maybe after winning a AFCON. Is it even in our mind, in the mind of our coaches? And there must be something that we are not doing right, because it's not correct to be where we are now, even if we spoke so well about investment in sport and development, investment in infrastructure. And this thing must be dealt with as a matter of agency, especially when you are looking at African Cup of Nations. Because remember, if we are not putting ourselves in, if we are not putting our house in order, the world is not going to wait for us. People continue playing the African Cup of Nations. They continue playing their COSAFA. They continue playing World Cup. And we are just going to be here saying, no, we are still the land of the brave. We are brave warriors team. But let us support our boys. And that is, that should come from everybody. That should come from everybody, not only to those who have money, but should come from everybody. Because like right now, I'm really not happy. Personally, particularly when I'm looking at, African Cup of Nations, maybe, it would be better if Namibia was there. And, at least, even if we are failing, we know we are trying. But yeah, that is, a conversation that we can have another day. Maybe at sport shows, particularly with experts of HD who understand, sport better. But that is a conversation that we should have, maybe looking at the future. So yeah, today, especially when you are wrapping up the year, we are looking at the art of networking and the art of strategic networking, especially looking at the question that we're asking ourselves to say, how do we get along? How do we get closer to people who are in the same path as we are taking? How do we get closer to people that are in the same path that we are taking? If you are a criminal lawyer, how do you get closer to the best criminal lawyer in Namibia? How do you network? How do you connect with that people? Because apart from wealth, one of the very important aspect of, one of the very important determinant of the quality of a human being is the quality of network that you have. And there is always a thing that entrepreneurs like presenting to us to say, your net wealth depends on your network. You are five people that you mostly interact with. And how do you get closer to these people? How do you network with these people? And it's a skill that came to us later on, because at the foundation of the African culture, our network has been there, but the structure of the society have changed so much to that extent that one event you'll be able to meet people from different countries, people from different sectors, and you'll be able to connect without being referred to. And today, that is exactly what we are going to speak about. And how do you get to know people that you know? And how can you expand, the network that you have? And what are some of the mistakes that we like to do, especially when it comes to network? Do we network with the intention of building the relations, or we network with an intention of getting numbers? Do we focus on another person, or we just look into ourselves? And we are going to look at what is research saying about mistakes that we do, especially when it's coming to the art of strategic networking. And I attended a few events, and one of the things that I have realized is that people, there are three main important part of the program. which is the introduction, where you have to know what the program is going to speak about, what the meeting is going to speak about. And at the center of that is the keynote speech. What is at the center of that speech? Who is the main speaker at that event? And after that, there is refreshment and networking. Other people, they end at the refreshment and they go home. They end at the refreshment. If there is no refreshment, they just immediately go home. They take their water and go home. But the very important aspect is that is networking. And what is also very interesting is that the art of networking, we are not taught about the art of networking. We are not taught about why do people end up, after the event, they still stand there and speak to each other. But this is something that we should continue to learn. And this is something that everybody, from learners to students at university, to young professionals, we must be able to learn, particularly when we are into 2026, because we'll be able to realize that people that we know, maybe we know them by accident, but there are people that are not coming to us, but us who have to come to go to them and make sure that they assist them, can be your future mentors for free. And getting closer to these people, you get closer to these people through what is called networking. And we are also going to ask ourselves to say, who is an expert in networking? Is networking getting all the business cards from an event? Or is networking an intense conversation with a person that you really think this person will be able to help you in the future? And also that you can also be able to help this person in the future. Network happen successfully, particularly with senior politicians, senior government officials, senior business people, because they have learned through that experience, and also those who have experience in attending international and global conferences, to realize, to say, some of these people, they end up gaining their business partners there. Maybe your future wife too, who knows, your mentors are there, your future supervisors, people get scholarships through networking, people being referred to events, and life made easier just by how we speak to people. But do we really know how to speak to that people? Do I know how to do that? What are some of the mistakes which I have done? And what can we learn from each other? And it's quite very interesting also to look at you and how was your experience when it comes to networking. Because me, the first time I went to an event, I was just talking random talk with one white guy, who's my friend now. But he gave me a card. I thought he was bragging, because in that card there were a lot of qualifications that he was having, and he just gave me a card. I did not know. I just took it home, and I went to another event. I get 2-3 cards. I did not know why people are giving me their cards. Why do people give me their cards after I speak to them? But given a card is to say, if there is anything that you want regarding the conversation that we had regarding that field, you are free to call me. Some people, we end up not calling them, not really because we did not want to call them, because we are not taught what is networking. What is networking? What is the necessity of networking? Why should I speak to people? And the Namibians, we are quite interesting people. We are very interesting people. We speak as we want on social media. But if we meet you in a taxi, if we meet you in a bus, if we meet you in town, people are just quiet. They are very quiet, and you can see this is one of the most vocal person on social media, and they are expecting you to greet them. But if you can just be humble enough and initiate the conversation, it's more easier, because another person is also scared of you. So that is something that we're going to speak about today, especially after this short commercial break. And we'll look at some of the tips, and also look at some of the challenges that are coming with networking. What are some of the common mistakes that we do when it comes to meeting new people, trying to form alliance, trying to form future strategic partners, and many other aspects. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can move forward.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
Get
of its
social
staff.
With us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoe ekukulile Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onora etatu imwe mbali hea li nola natu hea li mbali no hea Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward. It's 51 minutes past, it's actually 52 minutes past the hour of 6. Seems like the time also want to conclude. The time also want to conclude the year. Because I'm telling you, we are one step toward 2026 and hold tight between 2025 and 2026 must be able to hold tight and you have been pushing and you must also be able to thank yourself to say you came so hard, came so far. Some of you have been really through a lot than many other people, although other person can also say I also went through a lot, but look, the future is what is necessary. Let us look at the 2026 with a positive mindset. Let's come back to the conversation for today. What is very interesting is that before we go to the art of networking, research has suggested that one of the top or the highest fear of a human being is what is called grossophobia. Is a top fear, and grossophobia is often ranked above death, or the fear of death, the fear of spider and height. And it's indicated that grossophobia is known as the fear of public speaking. It's the fear of public speaking. And they stated that about 75% of people experience some level of public speaking anxiety. That is 5 to 10%. And when you are given an opportunity to speak in a public platform, you always see directors shivering. You always see cracking in voices. You always see even senior officials, and that is life, and this fear of public speaking. And at the center of that fear of public speaking is fear of rejection, fear of making mistakes, and also fear of being seen as not good enough. And this can also apply to public speaking, and it can also apply to networking part, the art of networking, because when you're speaking about the networking, in most cases it's you who have identified a person of interest, and you get an opportunity to introduce yourself to this person to say, my name is David Shombe, I am an economic and political journalist at Eagle FM, and this is what I do. My areas of focus is research, development, SME development, and I would like to network with you because you are in the same field. Maybe I should interview you, or maybe you should teach me one or two things. That is basically one of the things that you do is presenting yourself out there. And a person has a right to say, no, I don't talk to journalists, or I'm not interested, or I'm busy. And that is life. And that is exactly what most of the people are scared of, especially being rejected and being seen as not good enough. And that is also one of the things that has to do with our self-esteem. Because if we were taught that we are not good enough from a younger age, it can also affect ourselves. But when it's coming to the art of networking, you really find somebody, unless you speak to that person, then the person will say, no, I wanted really to speak to you for quite some time, but I just have this thing that you will not want, you will not speak to me. And it's happened with a lot of people, even elders. And one of the things which I realize is to say, the networking that we are making now will have an impact in the future of our wives and children, in our grandchildren. Because when you start knowing these people, we get connected to these people, maybe walking in the same path, become our advisors. We invite them one day to our family meetings, and they'll be able to advise our children too. And our children get connected. That is why in more advanced world, there is always envies that we have, especially to rich people, why their kids are always getting something. Sometimes it's not corruption. Sometimes it's recommendation or given right advice. But that happens when we have a right network. Because there is a saying to say, why should an eagle discuss issues with a chicken? If an eagle can fly above the stratosphere and above the crowds, why do we have to discuss with chicken? What conversation is that? Why should a lion discuss with impala or with a springbok? Why should you discuss with lunch? There's nothing about that, because you are the hunter. But you have to discuss with other lions. You have to speak with other lions, strategies on hunting, and with other eagles too, strategies on hunting and also flying beyond the obvious. So let us look at the caller and move forward. Yes, you can call back at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401 to say, if you want to advance, why do you have to speak with somebody who is like you? And some people, one thing I've seen is also that, some people, they really look not available. But when you come closer to them, they are quite good people. And some people are very happy to mentor other people, actually. Good morning.
Good morning. Great Christmas greeting to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas, and looking ahead to New Year. How are you doing, sir?
No, we thank God. We are hoping to get in there.
No, definitely. The fact that we are here, we'll get there.
Yeah, obviously, we must thank God for that. Yes, networking is very important, actually.
Yeah.
But we only think it's important when we are chatting, just like that.
Yeah.
On this also, nobody go to those, those ones. Browsing and just seeing what is, interesting there.
Yeah.
But the purpose of networking in terms of business or social connection and all these other things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we neglect that. But it's very important that now that we have all phones, many of the us who have got phones, and we are hearing that the Starline or Starlink and all this mobile network coming. So we should be able to make some connection at least in terms of our business purposes.
Indeed.
So if we neglect this part, I think we might not be able to get essential information that we may want to use.
Okay, just hold on.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossan Blackwell Mayo for $37.99.
10 kg Bug Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yeah, let's move.
No, it's fine. I think you can just end up here. What you are saying is that we also need to recognize the importance of networking. For good purpose, not necessarily just to insult each other or to mock or just laugh, but there's something more significant.
Indeed. You know that the networking can also happen after the wedding or at the funeral.
Exactly. That's why they say Shingosha Shilawakavanji.
When
you are in the wedding, Shingosha Shilawakavanji, that means you should be able to get someone or somewhere if you have not done so. So now we end up at 7, eh?
You know, it's 7:30.
Oh, 7:30.
Yes.
Okay. No, thank you very much for the program.
All right. See you next year.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, strategic networking does not only happen at event, it can happen at the end of an event, it can be a wedding, it can be a funeral, because you know, sometimes it's quite important for you to approach a person, and we'll go to tips on mistake that we do when it's coming to networking. It's quite very important to approach a person and ask a person to say, what is that you do? You gave a very brilliant speech there. Or a person just made a comment, especially now where we are concluding festive seasons. Ask that number from that person. Talk to that person. What do you do? I need advice. It's a free advice. Why you are having that beer? Why you are having that soft drink? We are saying we can all go to a wedding, but one of your friends can come out from that wedding with the future wife, the future, mentor, and can also come from that wedding with a scholarship and also with good advice on investment, but you just come with a plate full of food, then the problem is that you were not able to network properly. But now we are giving you free tips on the art of networking and how you get connected to people. You know, one of my friends whose name is not going to be mentioned is saying, no, if it was not because of Ohaha or Oshasha, I would not be born. My parents met at Oshasha. And in simple terms, the definition of Oshasha is, how should I describe it? It's an event where, people in the village, they have to go and they do butter trading. Let me say somebody slaughter a goat, or slaughter a cow, but want to trade that with either maize or millets or mango. You just say one piece, you bring this bucket of maize and all these things. But that is what is called Ohaha. And through that engagement, these people end up connecting and end up getting married. But what we are indicating is that any event that young people meet, any event that young people meet with senior officials, is a strategic networking event. You cannot go to a minister of finance and say, Minister, I need money. That is already wrong. But you can look for advice to say, which other department can I go into if I have this problem? Or which director should I speak with if I have this problem? And there are also, before I go to mistakes that we do during networking sessions, you know, one of my colleagues, Happy Juju, is one of the great networker I've ever seen, because, you know, if we go to a certain event with Happy, you know, she will come back with, you find her already speaking with people you think they have been together for the past 2 weeks, but those people that she met, she has a great, skill of networking, and I think everybody should learn from that to say how you speak to people and how you present yourself to people matters. Rather than also what you say. Because if you approach them with respect, if you approach them with kindness. People are willing to assist us. And these are the people that can give us advice. And these are our mentors in the future. And these are our future supervisors. And also people that can really bring changes into our lives. And I was shocked one day I attended an event, and that the same Shifty was speaking and saying, one of my mentors, I saw you also have a mentor in my mind. I saw you also have one of my mentors said I should do A, B, C, and D. Then I realized to say, people who made it in life, they also have people that they look up to. And the question is that who are you looking up to? When you are into 2026, who are you looking up to? Who is advising you? Who is your mentor? Who do you look up to when you have a problem? And what do you want to do in the future? If you are an eagle, why do you discuss issues of flying with chicken? If you are a lion, you are a hunter. Why do you discuss with lunch? Why do you discuss with a gazelle? Or why do you discuss the issues of leadership of the jungle with a zebra? It's already indicating to you that the circle is not corresponding to where we want to get into. And it's high time now that, not really to say cut off people, it's high time that we network more. Then we get these people who can be able also to assist us, and we can also be able to assist them. Now, there are things that, according to research, things that we don't do well in networking. One of the things is the self-centered. Self-centered. One of the things is that the mistake that we do when you approach people, we focus on ourselves. We focus on what we want to get out of that. We focus on, I need this. I need this. I need a scholarship. I need a job. I need a partner. I need this. When you meet people, you present yourself centered, and people can sense that, especially people who have experience in working with another person. If somebody has been in business for 20 years and you go there with self-centered, he or she can already see, although he's not able to tell you, that this person is self-centered, is not willing to form a strategic partnership. Because remember, even the wealthiest person has something that he or she needs, but what can you do? Why are you a person of value to this person? What skill do you have? Rather than speaking just about yourself, what can you offer to this person? That is a mistake that we do. And we must rethink about it to say, could it be that I spoke to a lot of people, but they never returned my call? Not really because I was not good enough. Just because I was too much focusing on myself, not on the mutual relations, on the mutual beneficial relations. Not what I can offer. If you have a business of selling cupcakes, when you enter that conversation with a supplier, you must speak about how he or she is going to benefit from that also conversation. And according to research, is that this is one of the greatest turn-off, especially the mindset of being self-centered when we approach people for networking at event. At an occasion, in a taxi, in a train, in a plane. That is one of the mistakes. The other thing is also prioritizing quantity over quality. And we come from a background of numbers. And we come from the background of numbers, is to say, if I have 20 Corollas, Tangi Botswanas, at the village, I'm the richest guy. And people, they see that. Then somebody who has one Land Cruiser V8, brand new. And it depends on how you look at things from. But when you look into that aspect, we may also be able to look at the quality over quantity. Because the same applies to networking, to say, when you are networking with people at an event, is it really necessary to speak with 20 important guests or focus on two or one guest that win your interest? That is why one of the mistakes that we do is that we want to be known by everybody. Then we end up become miserable and we end up not giving people attention. It's one of the things that research has indicated to say one of the mistakes that the networkers do, a bad networker do, is focusing on quantity over quality. So in this aspect is to say, when you are going to network in 2026, make sure that you look at quality. What two quality people I need to speak with? Then I get content that will satisfy me. Instead of me collecting all the business cards to people that I even end up forgetting their names, and I also, end up not giving enough attention. This is a very important conversation, because when we speak about economic affairs, we speak about human capital, then we speak about social relations. The differentiating factor between somebody who is quiet and somebody who is a strategic networker is the quality of the people that this person is surrounding himself or herself with. But to get these people, we cannot all just get them for free. We can also just jump into that. As I indicated, the first thing is that we are self-centered. Number two, we focus more on the numbers of business cards that we are collecting. Then the quality of people that we are talking to. And it's not wrong to realize to say, although everybody is important, not everybody is in line with what we are doing. So that's why it's very important for you to be picky when it's coming to networking. Yeah, the other thing is also inauthentic. Inauthentic, the art of being inauthentic. Try to be somebody that you are not, being dishonest, and also try to be bigger than what you think you are. That is a mistake, because we think for people to like us, we must become somebody else. But even the actor has to remove his coat one day. There is much respect for you to be genuine and known for who you are than pretending to be something. Because in the long run, if this person become your friend, if this person become your part of your network, a person will still find out. And research has indicated that is one of the mistakes that people do when they network, because if you network with somebody who is too big in terms of profile, you don't need to adjust yourself to that profile. You need to be who you are. Then you get there with time. And it's easy for a person to assist you, because you can already see that when you are not there, you need some assistance. But being dishonest, and people who work with people for a long time, they can see dishonest from a distance. And that is something that we don't see. It's like there was a time, you know, I used to have a conversation, especially with my mother, to say, you know, that time when I was in grade one, when I was lying to you, we were just seeing it, but you were not telling me why. Used to say I was also like that. And she said I was also like that. And it's the same applies to somebody who has experience in the industry. And you go to that person and lie to that person or being dishonest. Easy to spot and pretend to be not noticing your unauthentic deals, and the person will just move on. So that is why today we are saying, when you are going to 2026, don't just, when people are saying go and network, you just jump into network. You must also have a strategy to say, what do I want from this event? What do I want from this person? And what can I give to this person? Because everybody has something to offer in any circumstances. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we can come back.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the special edition of Early Morning Scope. We are here until the hour of 7:30. We have 15 minutes before we go. And we are indicating that we are wrapping up, we are packing our bags, we are making sure that we are polishing our shoes to 2026, the year of expectation and greater expectation. And we are saying, we are taking you through the art of strategic networking. What is networking? Why is it important for us to have different people in our lives that can assist us to shape our lives? And what advice can you also get? Especially when it comes to networking, what mistakes do we do when it comes to networking? You have seen, and everybody learns from mistakes. Apart from fear of rejection, apart from pulling the first trigger and approach that person with respect, and also introduce yourself, and also what you can offer and what assistance can you get. And when you attend, when you approach that person, you must also be ready for any form of rejection, because not everybody is in a good mood. Not everybody is ready to network at that point in time. But that is life. But you, how do you know that a person is willing? It's only when you move in. So the other thing, a mistake that people do, apart from being self-centered, apart from looking at the numbers that you are getting, and apart from being inauthentic, apart from being dishonest, the other thing is also talking too much and also not listening. And there is something that we must be very clear about, especially when it's coming to listening. Listening is something that we're not taught. It's something that we don't really take. To say, when you are in a conversation with somebody, when you are at a dinner with somebody, what is your main focus? Would you rather listen and learn something, or you want to be a participant? Because you find out that there are really great people with great ideas, but the mistakes that we do, and it's something that I'm also learning, to say, in most cases, we think we listen to people, but we don't really listen. In most cases, we want to have a conversation. We just want to reply and keep the conversation going. In most cases, we interrupt people without really understanding where they are coming from, especially at events. That is why maybe it's a skill that we must enhance. And it's also a skill that must be enhanced at the school level, between teachers and learners. Teachers must teach children how to listen. And also, with the respect, they should also listen to themselves, because you realize that, to say, we also have teachers who do not listen. It's not to say they are not able to listen. They are not able, we also have educators who cannot listen from communication which is coming from the students, because they end up misinterpreting even the problems and the position of students. And we have seen it. That's why it's a matter of us to learn to say, the content of listening skills should be maintained at all aspects, and we should be taught how to listen. Because in most cases, we only listen maybe half of the conversations. And looking at conflict and dispute resolutions, you can be able to realize that most of the conflict comes from misunderstanding. Misunderstanding and misquoting. We don't listen, and we rather prioritize talking. You know, we spoke, we have a great conversation, but it was not a great conversation. A person was just playing along, because we were cutting off a person when a person was presenting his case. because in networking is quite very important, especially if you look at and I've seen it especially with senior officials. They listen, they just look at you, you are there talking, you think, what is this person thinking about me? But a person want to get you properly. But if you approach, and there is this thing to say, somebody just want to be listened to. If the customer come to you and complain, do you interrupt the customer or listen to the customer? There is this aspect to say, somebody just want to be listening to. Just listen to a person and try to understand where the person is coming from, so that you meet that person halfway. So, the other mistake that we do in networking is talking rather than listening, because when you approach a person, you are the one who need you are the one who need assistance, and you must be able to listen to when a person is saying. And there is nothing we show much respect than a person being understood and listened to. And there are a lot of mistakes that we do, especially when it comes to networking. And one of the aspect is you know, ability also not to listen, but that is what we should consider. Let's look at a short commercial break, then we continue with the conversation.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
Get
of its
social
staff.
With us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah, it's 23 minutes past the hour of 7. We are progressing at an understandable pace with a special edition of Early Morning Scoop. And we have around 7 minutes there before we give the mic to Helmut. I must say the big mic, but this time we give the mic to Helmut. And moving to 2026... You know, I want you to look at this thing very well, to say, in most cases, particularly when you look at strategic networking, in most cases, I do not look at myself. Or when you look at yourself, you are self-centered. In most cases, we present life based on other people, and we blame another person. Now, it's also now very important when you are transferring, when you are moving to 2026. And I want you to look at yourself and accept the fact that there are things that you are not good enough in 2025. And when you accept that, it's easier for you to learn. Because you can only learn when you do not know. When you accept that there are things that you are not good enough, or there are things that you did not do well, then that will open a window for you to learn moving forward into 2026, to say, could it be that I was not a good networker, I was just good at talking to people? Could it be that I was not a genuine? Could it be that I had fear of rejection, that's why I have postponed some of the networking opportunities? Could it be that I was not a good listener in 2025? Maybe I should learn to listen to what people are saying. Could it be that I was talking, I was prioritizing replying rather than understanding the conversation? And the moment we come to that point, we'll be able to realize, to say, moving to 2026 Any event is an opportunity to network, good or bad event. Because through opportunity present themselves anyway. And there is always a thing to say, your network is your net wealth. It's not the money that you see. It's the assistance throughout your life. It's the assistance that your kid will be able to be proud of. Your grandchildren will be able to be proud of. And your community too will be able to be proud of. Because that 20 minutes or 5 minutes conversation that you have would define the entire future. Either the future of your village too. Yeah, that's why when something that have never really been part of how we have been as African people, although networking has been there, but was not really taught. Because of those years, people live in smaller villages. And few people have traveled. And few people have met other people. And life has been very slow at the pace of a village life. And little advancement here and there. But in the world of industrialization, in the world of fast-paced global technological innovation, we need to move with time. And we can only move with time if we understand the values, and we can be able to identify the values from another person, and how we can network with other people. And do not forget the tips which I indicated to you, especially when it comes to network, to say don't be self-centered. Also be able to accommodate another person and present yourself to that extent that you are variable to another person. Don't be dishonest when you are networking with people. And respect people's time too. I must be able to respect people's time. And listen, nobody get distracted than a person who is not being listened to. Because when you do that, then it's easier for us. And also be prepared how to network. If you are a good networker like Happy, you need a little preparation. But you will need to prepare and focus on quality over quantity. It's not about numbers. It's about the content and the context that we'll be able to get. So, dear listeners, we are almost at the end of our conversation, especially when it comes to it's coming to the art of strategic networking, and meeting you, that will be next year. That is few hours from today. Meeting you is next year, and hold tight, and make sure that when it comes to 2026, we have a different strategic approach. And also to indicate this thing of rankings, if they are not fit for the trip. If you have seen that some of these things were not fit for the trip, remove some of them. And you'll be able to enjoy your 2026 in peace. And we cannot continue making the same mistakes many times as possible. So let us prioritize, ourselves and community, and see you next year. Take care of yourself and your family, and bye bye for now. See you around.